For starters, people need a place to walk to, say from their homes to the grocery store, or the hair salon, or the barbershop, like on the avenue in Hamden. It's what urban planners call a mixed-use community, where commercial space and residential housing are in close proximity to each other. It's also what Baltimore Health Commissioner Auxides Barbeau calls one element of making a walkable city.
It then decreases the likelihood that you need to get into your car in order to meet your basic requirements for daily living.
From there, planners look at the design of curbs and curb cuts, sidewalks, and landscaping in a community to encourage walking and a healthier lifestyle.
There's actually been some public health literature looking at the health benefits of green spaces in addition to increasing walkable spaces that contribute not just to physical health but also to mental health.
These are some of the elements that are being kept in mind as Baltimore rewrites its zoning code for the first time in a while. Historically, zoning codes overall had one thing in mind, keeping the public from getting sick.
You know, traditionally, public health was sort of recognized in zoning codes by trying to keep people separated from harmful elements, the factories with noxious gases, etc.
That's Yvonne Michael, an associate professor at the Drexel University School of Public Health in Philadelphia. She says zoning codes were created as industrialization took place. But in the rush to protect people from noxious gases and so forth, something else happened. Call it an unintended consequence.
More and more, we realize that the way we've built our communities makes it harder to get to the places we want to go using active transportation like walking or bicycling.
The zoning codes of our parents, grandparents, and in some cases, great-grandparents, no longer met what we needed. Barbeau says public health officials have changed their focus from the harmful elements of factories to chronic public health problems like obesity and violence.
The reality is that what makes us sick today is very different from what made us sick back then, and we need the zoning code to reflect those needs.
After looking at how to encourage more people to walk, the focus then shifts to how to keep people safe while walking.
So there are what's called crime prevention through environmental design, which includes having windows closer to the ground so you can have more eyes on the street.
In other words, the more walkable and attractive a community is, the more people will be out and about. The more people out, the more eyes on the street, making it less likely a crime will take place. Officials in other cities are looking to create walkable communities in creative ways. Philadelphia, which completed the first rewrite of its zoning code in 50 years, created a new position called Healthy Communities Coordinator. That person is employed by both the health and planning departments. They help planners understand how rezoning affects residents' health, and they convey the intentions of city planners to the health department. No such position exists in Baltimore, but the health department does work with other departments in the city at times, such as this. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.